We want to thank you for tuning in to the Indian Run Christian Church podcast with Pastor Terry Bailey. This podcast can be found on iTunes by searching for Terry Bailey Ministries. Right now, let's get to Pastor Terry's insightful message.
The rest of the praise team wants to just relax for a moment. I've asked them to help me a little bit as we move toward the sermon. I'll say this first, the Southern Gospel team in particular is always very patient with me. We usually don't practice until Saturday. And sometimes I come in on Saturday and say, "Hey guys, I've got this idea for the service tomorrow." And, you know, we're looking at the 81st Psalm, which, like the 80th Psalm, is a Psalm of Asaph, who was the professional worship minister for Israel. And I think these guys one day are going to say to me, "You know, I bet Asaph gave his people more notice than this." But they are always, always willing to stand up and help me, and they're going to do so a little bit today. Last week, as I worked from Psalm number 80, you know, I critiqued just a little bit part of the spirit of the people reflected in the prayer, because the message of God is, change your ways, and then I will bless you. But part of the cry of the hearts of the people in that day was, well, bless us, and then we will change our ways. Which is not the right way to go about it. And I had not realized until this week, when I really sat down to study in depth Psalm 81, the following psalm, also by Asaph, linked with this, that I believe Asaph answers with the voice of God to that inappropriate thought in the voice of the people. Because if you listened as Russell read the psalm this morning, it's like God is saying, I am just waiting to bless you. I'm anxious to bless you. I want to bless you again like I did in the days that I pulled you out of Egypt. I want to overwhelm those who are against you, and I want to overturn the circumstances which are adverse to you. I'm ready and willing to do those things, but you need to put away those foreign gods. You need to clean up your act a little. You need to call out to me with a whole and sincere heart. And I'm ready. Ready when you are, to start cranking out the blessings again. Sometimes it's a mistake to read one psalm in isolation, because the psalms are a whole. Now, most of us are familiar with the concept that the psalms are essentially music, songs to be sung. And we don't usually do that, we just read them. But if you've paid attention over the years, you know that there are a lot of the psalms where the whole psalm has been set to music. You might be familiar at Southern Gospel, we won't sing this, but you might remember just a little bit, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In pastures so green, He maketh me lie." You remember that song a little bit? You might remember Psalm 45. "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." And a lot of the Psalms, as a whole, have been set to music, and we can renew our celebration in the way that the psalmist, either David or Asaph or Solomon or whomever wrote the particular psalm, had in mind. Now, the 81st Psalm, I am unaware of any musical version of the whole thing. But there is one line from the psalm which has sparked dozens of songs, not all of which we are going to look at this morning, but dozens of songs. And that line is honey from the rock. There are all kinds of songs on that theme. For instance, and again, this is Southern Gospel Sunday, so I thought back to this one that I knew. And team, are you ready? Let's take a crack at this. The name of the song is Honey in the Rock. And it's Southern Gospel-y. It's appropriate to today. Here we go. Oh, brother, do you know the Savior? He's so gracious and kind and true. He's the rock of your salvation. There's honey in the rock for you. There's honey in the rock, dear brother. There's honey in the rock for you. Keep your sins for the blood to cover. There's honey in the rock for you. And there's more verses, but we'll stop there. It's a good song. Good song and very appropriate to Southern Gospel Sunday, but it doesn't start where I need it to start. It kind of jumps to the end, and I'm okay with the conclusion that when you get to talking about rocks in the Bible, you always end up here. Who is our rock? Well, you can be more enthusiastic than that. Who is our rock? It's Jesus. And I'm okay with that conclusion. The ultimate expression of honey in the rock is salvation in Jesus Christ. I can accept that. And all songs, unless they're just too long to be useful for singing, only cover kind of a moment in time, a particular thought. And this song is like that. It's a good song, but it doesn't start where I need it to start. It kind of jumps ahead to the end. So I listened to a bunch of other songs concentrating on that theme, honey from the rock. And I came across this one and it struck me, but I want you to know it is not at all the kind of song we generally sing here in Indian Run Christian Church. So just forgive me for that. But I did think, I thought, this is a fun song. It's a fun song. And I want you guys to be in on the fun. By the way, it is also not remotely Southern gospel at all. But I want you to be in on the fun. So a little brief tutorial to get us started here. On the chorus, I'm going to say the same thing three times essentially. There's honey in the rock, honey in the rock, there's honey in the rock. And you're going to answer me each time. I'm going to say, there's honey in the rock. And you're going to join my lovely and gracious assistants in saying, for all God's children. You got it? For all God's children. Then I'm going to say, honey in the rock. And you're just going to repeat, there's honey in the rock. Right? You with me? Honey in the rock. For all God's children. Honey in the rock. There's honey in the rock. And then one more time, honey in the rock. For all God's children. And then we all sing together, gotta feed the children of God. That's the chorus. So one more time, just so you get it. Honey in the rock.
For all God's children.
Honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock.
Honey in the rock.
For all God's children.
Gotta feed the children of God. The verse is even easier. I'm going to say some words. Da 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 da. And you're going to say, there's honey in the rock for you. And then I'm going to say some more words. Da 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 da. And you're going to say, there's honey in the rock for me. Got it? Honey in the rock for you. Honey in the rock for me. Me. And then we go back to the chorus. It's easier than you think. Now, I will add this. In researching this song, I watched videos of several of the kinds of worship services in which it is used. And this is a song with infinite verses. Because the expectation usually is that you guys would contribute And as the Spirit moves, Mark Oberle would jump up in his seat and crank out a verse right off his top of his head, right out of his heart. The verses are only two lines long. We won't even insist that it rhymes, Mark. Just go for it. If anybody, you know, so as we do this, if I see anybody jump up out of the seat, I'll just hush and keep playing, and you throw in a verse. Here we go. Everybody ready?
There's honey in the rock
for all God's children.
Honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock
for all God's children. Gotta feed the children of God.
Oh sinner, don't you dare delay.
There's honey in the rock for you.
There's blood in the fountain, so come today.
There's honey in the rock for me.
There's honey in the rock
for all God's children.
Honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock.
For all God's children, gotta feed the children of God.
God loves the rich and God loves the poor.
There's honey in the rock for you.
Man loves less and God loves more.
There's honey in the rock for me.
There's honey in the rock
for all God's children.
Honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock.
For all God's children, gotta feed the children of God.
One of these nights, about 12 o'clock,
there's honey in the rock for you.
The world's gonna end, it's gonna reel to the rock.
There's honey in the rock for me.
There's honey in the rock.
For all God's children,
honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock.
For all God's children, gotta feed the children of God.
There's honey in the rock.
For all God's children,
honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock.
There's honey in the rock.
For all God's children, gotta feed the children of God. Gotta feed the children of God. Gotta feed the children of God.
Okay. Now I noticed that nobody popped up to throw in a verse. But we just take an informal poll. Anybody think that the song is at least a little fun? Yeah, good, good. Well, we accomplished what we needed to. There's actually a third song that I listened to several times. And I didn't want to include it, one, because I do need to get on to preach in a little bit. And two, because it really wouldn't be my testimony to offer. It's called Sweet Honey from the Rock, or alternately titled Ella's Song. It's by Ella Baker, and it goes back to the 1960s in those hard days of the early civil rights movement in the American South particularly. And it was her individual testimony about being a black woman in a time and place and circumstance when that was hard. And that message is not mine to sing, but you can go back and check it out. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. And it's called Sweet Honey from the Rock because her expectation was that though they were living through hard times, there was honey in the rock, placed there by God to be had for strength, for nourishment, to bring sweetness into a bitter life, lived for the moment on the rocks. In addition to researching songs, when I study one of the Psalms, I also usually, in studying the Old Testament, go back and look up some rabbinic interpretations of passages. And there was one that caught my attention by the Rabbi Reshi. And it was said that a young man came to Reshi to ask him about this particular line from the Psalm, honey in the rock, what does it mean? And he said to the young boy, he says, see that barrel over there? Go to that barrel and get me a fig. And the boy runs to the barrel and looks in it and comes back and says, "That barrel's full of honey." And he says, "Go back and put your hand in and reach all the way to the bottom of the barrel and bring me what you find." So the young boy ran over to the barrel and started reaching through the thick, sticky, syrupy stuff. And he got to the bottom and found a little layer of hard, round things and pulled one out. And it was a pressed fig. It's a substance called fig honey. I checked it. You can still buy it today. $1.15 an ounce online. Now that I know that it exists, I think I'm going to have to try me some. But they had pressed the figs. They had pressed the figs in the barrel with a big rock and made the fig honey. And the little pressed figs, the rabbi said, were hard like a rock. But the honey was rich and full. And he told the boy, "God produces honey for us, but it always comes from a crushing by something hard." This was the rabbi's attempt to make the little boy understand. I have to tell you that my first thought on this was, great, now some kid who picks his nose and probably plays with dead rats has stuck his whole arm down in the barrel, and I don't want any, I don't think. But that's just me. They picked this line up for the 81st Psalm from an earlier song, the Song of Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 32, and it's a big, long song. And a lot of it dwells on the kind of retribution that God is going to hand out to those who oppose His purposes and worship the pagan gods and engage in terrible, awful, sinful practices. But a lot of it deals with the kind of blessing that God intends to hand out to His people if only they will give Him their hearts. And the operative part for today of that big long song of Moses, God says, "I found my child Israel in the howling waste of the barren wilderness, and I fed him with honey from the rock." And then you go on, there are some more promises that follow that about how Israel is going to be established and they will live on the fat of the harvest and the lushness of the meadows and the abundance of the flock once they are established in the blessings of God. But in this early period of their discovery of God and just learning to come from Him from their lost and sinful state, they are fed with honey from the rock. Both promises find their way into the 81st Psalm. He says, "I will feed you with honey from the rock." And he also says, "You will live on," literally it says, "the fat of the wheat." The fat of the wheat. It means, some versions translate it, the very finest part of the wheat. It means you will be able to mill that wheat so extensively that you only end up eating the very heart of the kernel, the best part, the part where all you can throw the rest of it away because you have achieved such a level of prosperity. Now I want to ask a question. Who do we know who has achieved such a level of prosperity? Yeah. How many of us are eating that bread made from only the fat of the wheat? We take it so for granted. So for granted. But the first promise is honey from the rock. And the psalm concentrates on the experience of Egypt, the bitterness of bondage and slavery and forced labor, and the trials that Israel endured as aliens in a strange and oppressive culture. The rock And yet God was storing up in the rock for them honey. And when their cry began to reach to God, and Moses was sent, they were fed on honey from the rock. And in the barren wilderness, where there is scarcity and killing heat and bone dryness, they were fed. It was called manna, and the purified waters of Meribah and quail from the storm winds, but they were fed with honey from the rock, drawn forth from that hard place of difficult, bitter experience. Unheard of prosperity yet to come. And it did. And for us it has. But it begins with being found by God in the howling waste of the barren wilderness, and learning to accept from Him honey from the rock. The rock, the bee, all things that are difficult and dangerous. And yet in His wisdom and gracious providence, God uses even those difficult and dangerous elements of our experience to store up for us and to feed us with sweetness of His will, plan, purpose, and provision. Our times will have mostly been pretty easy. And then came the pandemic of this last year, and we began to understand how quickly that ease can go away. And I don't mean to be here this morning and tell you whether the nation falls under the judgment of God or whether sometimes bad things just happen in the fallen world and we are all subject to the catastrophes that have been wrought by our overall sinful nature. I'm not going to decide that question for you, but I'm saying we see how easily some of the comfort can go away. And it can get a good deal worse than it has. And the pandemic, included or aside, I will tell you that just nearly 30 years that I have pastored this flock, I can't think of too many times when more of our people were gravely ill with COVID, with other things. This is a difficult time for our congregation. And yet it is amazing to me to see that the spirit of joy lives yet amongst us. And I believe that it can, based on the confidence that we have, that even if we are called to tread across the bitter, dry, flinty rock, God has stored there for us honey, physical provision, spiritual provision, guidance, the way out, honey in the rock. And at the most difficult time of your life, when you pass through the most bitter and arid and disappointing experiences that you will ever have, may you find honey in the rock. And now I will skip ahead to where the song that didn't start where I needed it to jumped to. in all the darkness, in all the shame, into all the bitterness of human experience, into our fear of mortality, death, and the grave. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, and He is our rock. And salvation through Him is surely the highest expression of honey from the rock. And in the worst day of your life, if you walk with Jesus Christ, you are just as saved as on the best day of your life. Honey from the rock.
We want to take a moment to thank all of you, our faithful listeners, for setting aside time each week for the Indian Run Christian Church podcast. You can find out more about the church by visiting our website at www.christforeastcanton.com. That's www.christforeastcanton.com. On behalf of Pastor Terry and all the folks at Indian Run Christian Church, I pray God's blessing on you and your family.